scandal, climate gate show. They know they lied, admit they emails, trying East Anglia you. Finding angles all the time and caught just in time to stop us coping with enslavement. Better fly her up and hit the pavement, straight up, on to the next. No one world government, take your common tax and start shoving it.
We might have believed it was hard to find money and there were competing trade-offs before we just went through a year in which $4 trillion went to bailing out the financial system.
Global cooling info.
Every drop of carbon dioxide counts.
Do your part to stop global cooling.
And together we can stop global cooling.
Carbon taxes will solve everything. Are we going to have to pay a carbon tax on the paper money I used to pay my carbon taxes with?
You do the right thing for the environment, it's the right thing for business, because what's good for the environment is getting rid of waste. What's good for business is getting rid of waste.
The other thing is, as soon as you set a carbon neutral goal, you know that at the very least to get down to zero, you have to go out and buy what's called offsets. Well, that's now a cost that's baked in.
That's like a carbon tax on a carbon tax.
A lot of these things actually have negative cost.
And on the other hand, we spend a heck of a lot of money and potentially bankrupt ourselves in doing so.
That's how the Live Green Toronto membership card was born. Now, Torontonians can actually save money and the environment every time they shop.
The idea behind it is to create a global carbon taxing structure where we get used to paying taxes on everything.
As chair of C40, I'm curious about what you think the C40 will be able to accomplish there.
Well, what I'm hoping is that we're going to show what cities are doing and show nations how to fight climate change, and that there are real policies like what the TD Bank's doing, or the City of Toronto, or the City of Copenhagen.
It's just another way for, you know, big polluters to get away with.
Sounds like you've got an opinion, so go ahead.
No, I'm asking you. I would like your opinion, actually.
I think it has a place if you have binding targets, because it allows the economy to work. Everything we can do, we are doing in this city. We can show the world how. That's why we're here in Copenhagen.
Carbon dioxide is not evil. You exhale it every single day.
We're on a track to decarbonizing our economy, to moving away from fossil fuels. And as Sheikh Khomeini once said, the Stone Age didn't end because we ran out of stones. Okay? It ended because we found something better.
When you take the time to think about how much CO2 is emitted every day by all of the active volcanoes on the planet, and it's equivalent to about 300 million cubic tons every day. And then you think about how much that we produce on a regular yearly basis, it's about the equivalent of that. And then you multiply the daily times of the volcanoes by that, and you get an exponential amount that's crazy, skyrocketing way over the amount that the humans have. To say that the humans have done it is a very controversial remark, considering that really it's been going on before we got here, and it's going to be going on after we got here.
Together we can stop global cooling!
I don't really agree with the carbon tax. I agree that it might create a little bit of incentive, because frankly nobody wants to pay more taxes, but really it depends what it's going towards, and I don't think they figured out what to put it towards yet. So no, until they figure out what to do with it, I don't believe that they're ready to impose a carbon tax on us.
It's let the earth do what it just was designed to do, to take care of itself, because the earth is good. The earth takes care of itself. It's regenerating itself with oil, everything.
The threat of irreversible changes, and this is the most frightening thing. If the climate flips into a completely different system, we won't know how to push it back.
They're worried about the global cooling as well.
Yes, they're worried about the global cooling. It's getting mighty cold here in Canada. We're here with the Toronto Truth Seekers, the Ostrich Hunters, freedomlink.org.
Look out for a carbon tax. Toxic waste, also known as derivatives, estimated to be in the quadrillions. Quadrillions of derivatives exist. How many carbon credits will exist? We could be into a state of septillions.
On to the next, no one world government. Take your carbon tax and start shoving it. On to the next, no one world government. Take your carbon tax and start shoving it. Yeah.
Have no fear, because I am here to save you.
A septillion is a lot of money.
It's not going to be paid in dollars or pounds or euros. It's going to be paid in human lives. And I don't think you can put a price on that.
So let's all do our part to stop global cooling.